This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, September 8th, 2016, from HiRISE, onboard NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. There have been several proposals to send people to Mars, but not land them on the surface. Instead, they would either fly by Mars once and return to Earth, or orbit Mars for a period of time. Would they at least get spectacular naked-eye views of the Martian surface? In this example from the Neely-Patera region of Mars is a candidate future landing site. At the top is an approximation of the natural color as seen by people with normal color vision. Almost no surface detail is visible. However, with an infrared red-blue-green part of the image, we can stretch that color band to give the scene more contrast, followed by color saturation enhancement. Now, we can see a diversity of colors that distinguish different surface units: dust, sand, and rocks with different minerals. This image shows a portion of Lethivalis, an outflow channel that also transported lava. Another investigation of this area discovered a repeat pattern of dune-like forms in the channel interpreted as fluvial dunes, or giant current ripples, which are dunes formed by flowing water. This is only one of a few places on Mars where these pristine-appearing landforms have been identified. The channel formed by catastrophic floods, during which it produced the prominent crater-cored, teardrop-shaped island in the middle. The island has the blunter end pointing upstream, and the long tail pointing downstream. Both the island and the fluvial dunes were formed by these extreme floods, and their size is an indicator of the enormous discharges required to create them. The top of the island displays polygonal patterned ground texture, which is a characteristic of periglacial processes in ice-rich ground. The dark materials from the channel and island walls are probably dark sand being eroded from an underlying horizontal basaltic layer. The crater at the core of the island has elongated dunes and reticulate dust ridges inside. This single image thus contains features formed by periglacial, volcanic, fluvial, impact, aeolian, and mass wasting processes all in one place. Kaiser Crater hosts a large field of sand dunes. Every winter, the dunes are covered with a layer of seasonal carbon dioxide ice, also known as dry ice. In early spring, the ice begins to sublimate, going directly from solid ice to gas. In this image, the dunes are partially free of seasonal ice, with a contrast making it easy to see the ripples. Deep alcoves have been carved at the crest of the dune. We hypothesize that this is the result of the gas coming from the dry ice, destabilizing the sand at the crest. As blocks of ice protected in the cold shadows of the alcove break off, they slide downslope, carving the channels we see in this image. There is a candidate landing site in the Marth Vallis region for the European Space Agency's ExoMars rover, planned to launch in 2020. This is one of the high-rise images acquired to evaluate this site. Marth Vallis has some of the most spectacular color variation seen anywhere on Mars. This color variability is due to a range of hydrated minerals, water-caused alteration of these ancient deposits, which is why this site is of interest to study the past habitability of Mars. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.